Shabbos Perek Yud Tes Mishnah Gimel. We're still in the halachas of Bris Mila on Shabbos. Marchitzin es hakatan. You are allowed to wash the baby with hot water on the day of the Bris Mila. Bein lifnei hamila, whether it's before the Bris is actually performed, uvein la'achar hamila, or after the Bris is performed. According to one opinion, before the bris, you should wash with water that was heated before Shabbos. But after the bris, once he's considered to be in sakana, then you can use water even that was heated on Shabbos. Other opinions say that you can heat on Shabbos for both. Umizalfin olav bayod, and you sprinkle on him by hand. This explains how do you wash the child. By sprinkling water on him without doing it in the usual way, but by sprinkling instead, avalobikli, but not using a keli, even to do this unusual sort of sprinkling the water on the baby. So again, we see that even though you're allowed to do certain malachas for the bris milah, you should do them with a shinui. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, marchitzen es hakatan bayom ashlishi shechal lios b'shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you're allowed to wash the child on the third day after the bris that falls on Shabbos, disagreeing with the Tanakhama. First, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you can wash him the normal way. And second of all, according to the Tanakhama, it's only on the day of the bris itself. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, even on the third day that falls on Shabbos. So if the bris was performed on Wednesday, and then you had Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos, you're allowed to wash the baby. He's still besakana. Shenemar vayhi bayom ashlishi biyosam koavim. Because it says in the psukim about Shechem, that when all of the men of Shechem got a bris milah, that it was on the third day that they were in pain. The infant suffers from very strong pain, which is regarded as a sakana, and as a result, you are allowed to wash the baby on the third day following. It's not a complete direct proof, but it is at least an asmachta that one could use to explain that the third day is an issue. The Gemara decides the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you can heat the water on Shabbos or on Friday. You can wash his entire body, whatever you need, because of the issue of sakana. And so you can go ahead. Suffolk va'androgynous. If you have a suffolk situation, which is to say, the baby might be a 7-month pregnancy, in which case the baby will survive, or an 8-month pregnancy, which in the times of the Gemara, they said the child was not a viable child who was going to survive. Or the doubt, the suffolk might be between either an 8-month child or a full 9-month pregnancy. And so in that kind of situation, you do not override Shabbos to perform the bris, according to Rashi and the Rif. Another opinion is that the doubt is he was born on Friday evening at twilight, and it's not known whether the 8th day is Friday or Shabbos. And so that's the suffolk, according to the second opinion. So if it's a suffolk, whether the bris should be on Shabbos, vandroigenus, or a baby who has both male and female organs, and so you don't know if he or she is which gender. In that case, ein mechalin olavis haShabbos. The Tanakhama says you are not mechal Shabbos for a bris on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda matir bandroginus, Rabbi Yehuda agrees because he learns a ribui from the pasuk. It says kol zachar. All males, every male gets a bris milah, and he argues that the term every is a ribui to include even an androgynous as well. The Tanakhama, however, disagrees, and he says he is excluded because he is half female. And the halacha follows the Tanakhama that if you have an androgynous, or if somebody has an androgynous, then the bris is not going to be doicha Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet, Mishahayu lo shtei tinokos. Somebody has two babies who both need a bris, and the mayel is waiting to do the bris. Echad lamul achar haShabbos, ve'echad lamul baShabbos. And one of them is supposed to have a Sunday bris, and one of them is supposed to have a Shabbos bris for the 8th day to come out. B'shochach, and he forgot which one was which. Umol es shal achar haShabbos b'Shabbos, and he gave a bris milah to the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Chayav, then he's chayav to bring a korban because he was mechal Shabbos for the wrong reason. He gave the bris to the wrong baby, so he has to bring a korban chatas because his performance of the mitzvah was a mistake, and so he didn't fulfill the mitzvah when the mitzvah time hadn't arrived yet. Baby isn't supposed to get a bris milah on day 7. So the mitzvah wasn't chal, so he therefore has to bring a korban. Echad lamul be'erev Shabbos. On the other hand, if he has one who is supposed to have a bris on Friday, the echad lamul b'Shabbos, and the other one's bris comes out on Shabbos, b'shochach, and he mixed them up, umolas shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he gave the bris milah to the Friday baby on Shabbos and went a day too long, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, once again, it was the wrong day for the fulfillment of the mitzvah, and the bris does not override Shabbos because it's a day late. But Rabbi Yoshua says he's Potter from bringing a carbon chatas, even though he's Mechal Shabbos by making a bris not at its proper time. But nevertheless, it is still a mitzvah, because once a baby is 8 days and on, he's chayiv to have a bris. So the mitzvah was still performed. A bris was performed on or later than the 8th day. And so as a result, we say that he's not Mechal Shabbos and requiring a carbon. And the halacha, in fact, follows Rabbi Yoshua, that we say that it was still a mitzvah that was performed, and so no korban chatas is required.